So welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. This is Karen Lanoux from KarenLanoux.com. And today we have with us Christine Aurum, and she is the founder and chief wellness officer of WellPro, and she's also the inspiration behind the legendary Women of Worth conference held annually and celebrating the empowered leadership of women. And Christine, she's an author, consultant, professional speaker. And so welcome, Christine. It's so wonderful to have you on the call today.
Thank you so much, Karen. It's a real honor to be here. I'm excited.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, me too. So, Christine, we're going to talk about the WOW event. And so for those of you who are listening in that you want to go and check it out right away, you can find it at www.thewowevent.com. But, Christine, you and I had spoken a little while ago about this event, and it's held in Vancouver and in Kelowna. But the reason I really wanted to talk to you today was just about, because you have such a great attraction story behind the creation of this event. And so can you just share with us, what happened, how it all came together, why it came together, and all that great stuff?
I would be delighted to, Karen, because it is kind of an interesting story. I look back at it, and it still makes me laugh to this day. 7 years ago, I'm just merrily minding my own business, and all of a sudden I get downloaded with this vision that I am supposed to create an event for women, and it's going to be called WOW, which stands for Women of Worth, and it's going to be a full-day event. It's going to have world-class speakers, entertainment, and we're going to have food and chocolate and gifts and prizes, and it's all about celebrating, as you said, the empowerment and leadership of women, and celebrating the magnificence of women, because I really don't think women celebrate nearly often enough how fantastic they are. But anyways, boom, it all comes downloading into me. Well, this really took me aback, because at the time, I certainly was not an event planner, an event manager. This was not my forte at all. So at first, I was a little bewildered and said, well, was this vision supposed to come to me or to the house next door? I mean, really. Out of left field. But yet at the same time, I really resonated with it because I'm, very passionate about the empowerment of women in a general sense at the time. So I thought, this is interesting. So in this download, I had been given a date that it was supposed to happen, which was not all that far away, and a complete download of who was going to be speaking at the very first one as well. So the date, I thought, well, this is interesting. So I phoned the venue that, had been included in this vision, and I phoned them up, and I said, okay, I'm planning on putting on this event on blah, blah date, and is your facility available? And they put me on hold, and they come back, and they said, well, that's really interesting. We just had a cancellation this morning for that date. So, yes, it is available, which is very unusual for a weekend this close to this date and this season, blah, blah, blah. So right away I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, this is interesting. So, maybe I am supposed to do this thing. So then the second part of the story was, and the second phone call was, it's like, okay, I'm making one more phone call before I decide if I'm doing this. And Linda Edgecombe is, and I know Linda, she's a fantastic speaker who lives right in Kelowna. And I had the great privilege to meet Linda, but I didn't know her well. But I was told that she was going to come and speak at this event. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to pick up the phone and call her. And so I picked up the phone, I call her number, and she answers personally. Now, this is unheard of. And so I tell her this whole download I've had, and I told her, because this also has a charitable component and is a fundraiser, that I want her to come to Vancouver and speak at this event, and I want her to waive her speaker fee. So she starts killing herself laughing. It's like, oh, yeah, all right. So she's laughing. But she said, this is actually kind of funny. And she said, and I'm resonating with what you're saying. I love women's empowerment. It's, like, huge for me. She said, hang on a sec. Puts me on hold. She comes back. She says, okay, you're going to crack up at this story. She said, so my assistant had just walked down the hall to go visit the facilities, and the phone rings. And normally I would never answer it. I would just let it go to voicemail when, my assistant's not right here. But something inside of me said, Linda, you have to answer the phone. So I picked it up, and it's you, and you make this outrageous demand, or request, I should say, not demand. And so I'm laughing. So as we're talking, my assistant comes back into the office. I put you on hold. I go talk to her, and she says, Linda, guess what? That date, we just had a cancellation this morning. You had a tentative booking, and they just canceled this morning. It's not happening. So she said, obviously this is meant to be, and count me in. So now I've had, boom, boom, two calls in a row. Yes, yes. Both had just had cancellations, which opened up the space. And I thought, well, obviously, I'm supposed to do this thing. And that's where it all began 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that's so fabulous because, you know, one of the things that I talk about in my podcast and in my on my blog is about taking inspired action. And so when we get those little voices or those thoughts, those nudges by the universe or God or whatever we want to call that energy that comes towards us, and you've talked about it being downloaded, is to you know, not kind of sweep it under the rug. And so many people do that. Like you said, like, you know, I love your first reaction. It's like, are you sure this wasn't supposed to go next door? I mean, how did this end up with me, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know what? So many people do that. So many people just say, oh, no, not for me. This is not my thing. How did this show up here? And then they don't act on it. Yet, this has been such an incredibly fantastic event for you. I have heard nothing but amazing things from women all over who've attended the event, and so you acted on that inspiration, and look where it got you.
Well, thank you. And you know, it really is interesting because at the time, of course, I had no idea that I wasn't an event planner and an event manager. I mean, I didn't know. And it's a good thing I didn't know because I heard a quote not long ago that just made me laugh. And the quote was something along the lines of, you know, aerodynamically, a bumblebee should not be able to fly. Like, it's just not aerodynamically possible according to the law of physics. But because the bumblebee doesn't know it's not supposed to be able to fly, it just goes ahead and flies anyways. And I laughed because it was just so in alignment with how I felt about WOW. It's like, I had no idea I couldn't plan and manage a big event of this magnitude, but I didn't know that I couldn't do it, so I went ahead and did it anyways.
Yeah.
And so, and here we are.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that gets in so many people's way is when we try to figure out, or, you know, when we think, okay, well, you know, I need to know how to do this before I get started, and that's, again, stopped so many people. So congratulations on that for moving forward
Thank
on that.
You. Yes, so here we are, you know, 7 years later, and we've impacted so many thousands of women. And, you know, certainly the women who come to the event, I mean, you know, at the very least, they have an amazing day, and they walk away at the end of the day saying, wow. I mean, that's the absolute very least that happens. But so much more than that happens, I think, because I've stayed so clear about the vision of WOW right from the beginning, that somehow permeates through. And I get emails from women all year. I mean, it's incredible that they tell me how attending this event impacted them in some way. And sometimes it's really immediate and obvious. And sometimes it kind of trickles through and it's more noticeable later. But some area of their life will shift. And it's whatever is specifically important to them. And, you know, maybe it's in an area of finance. Maybe it's in an area of relationship, of family. I mean, you know, everyone has their different areas of priority and importance. And whatever they bring into WOW with them, that seems to get positively impacted and something shifts for them after they leave WOW. And that's what brings me the most incredible joy is as I get these messages from people all year telling me that it began at WOW. And so that's really heartwarming to me personally to watch that
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's wonderful. So, again, you know, people come, you've attracted, you know, or let's just say, you know, there's this point where you have this intention and other people have this intention for this information and you both just arrive together. And I know, you know, when I've gone to events and whatnot, or you know, when I've spoken at events and people kind of go, you know, I know this is important, but I don't know what or how yet. And I'm going to have to go away and process this. And so I think that's, again, just to be able to get or to have that feedback all year round, you know, of that impact is amazing.
It's fun. And I'm so excited to be coming back to Kelowna. We've had 6 events in Vancouver that just keep growing every year, and that's fantastic. And this is our third time now coming back to Kelowna, and I love Kelowna. I have so many fantastic memories and associations there. And this year we're going to be having the WOW event at the Summerhill Pyramid Winery, which has a beautiful venue that just overlooks, you know, the whole lake and the vineyards, and it's just exquisite, and their food is to die for there. So this full-day event, of course, has an incredibly yummy lunch, and it's in this incredible venue. We have some fabulous speakers, including yourself, which I'm so excited about, and Linda Edgecombe's coming back again, and she's been so supportive over the years. And we have a fantastic empowerment hypnosis show with Troy Mitchell, which is great. And myself, I will actually be speaking about my passion of wellness and soul. And so we take a very holistic approach to this day as well and touch on all the various areas that are of primary importance to pretty much all women. And so it really rounds out the day. It's very encompassing, and we just have so much fun. So you know what? I don't even think we've talked about the date. We are coming to WOW, or we're coming to Kelowna with WOW on Saturday, November the 13th this year at the Summerhill Winery. And what I'd love to let your listeners know, because this event always sells out in advance, and we have a half-price registration deal that's available until September the 30th if they go online and register, which is significant, because if you pay at the door, it's $249. Nobody ever pays at the door because we're sold out by then. But right now, if they buy their registration now up until the end of September, it's only $129, which is a fantastic deal. I mean, we're really committed to providing value, and so we want to make this as doable as possible for all women. And so $129 is for a full day of world-class speakers and entertainment, a gourmet lunch, all kinds of other great stuff. There's always chocolate. And, and we have women come from all walks of life. I mean, really, I often say that WOW is for every woman because every woman is a woman of worth. And we do. We have CEOs, we have entrepreneurs, we have homemakers, we have sisters, mother daughters. It's really fantastic how it just seems to be applicable to every woman.
That's absolutely great. So, Christine, anything else? Any last things we should know about it? Again, I thank you for sharing your story again, because I think it's such a great attraction story and great about just knowing that. But again, also just that there is this just wonderful event where all these women get to come together and, you know, just share this information. And, anything else? Anything else that our listeners need to know?
Well, you know, again, just a reminder for more details if people want to go to the website, it's thewowevent.com, thewowevent.com. And maybe if you like, we could wrap up. I would love to just quickly read the Woman of Worth Credo, if that's
sure.
Okay with you. It's a really powerful statement. And this was something that back in the early days, I sat down and it was suggested that I should have a credo to represent what WOW stands for. And this, I hesitate to say that I wrote it because it came through me so fast. I wrote this thing in 5 minutes flat, no edits. It was just like, boom, it was there. And it's on our website as well. But I'm going to quickly read it to you because I think it would be a great way for us to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, here we go. I am a woman of worth. My worthiness is inherent, infinite, and persevering. It is my natural state. My value is a reflection of who I am, and I am magnificent. And who I am always makes a difference because I matter. I am successful because I come from my true power, which lies within. I lead through inspiration, from quiet acts of kindness to leading a nation. I am empowered. I make choices from the clarity of my heart, mind, and spirit. I am abundant, as I manifest my success from the core of my true essence. I cherish my relationships. They are part of what makes me strong. I am a human being, as my being is of far more significance than my doing. I play, I laugh, and I bring beauty and light into the world. I am radiant. At times, I despair and I weep, when I feel the pain of a world that has momentarily gone mad. Yet even when I tremble through a dark night of the soul, I renew my faith and my courage in a single heartbeat because my spirit is indomitable. I feel and I care and I am passionately alive with a heart as open as the universe. I am a woman of worth and I am glorious.
Wow, Christine, that's wonderful.
Isn't that something? And isn't WOW just a fantastic acronym? Because every time I talk about WOW, everyone goes, wow.
Look what it's supposed to do. It is meant to love you. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for interviewing me, Karen. This has just been a delight to talk to you, and I'm so excited to have you involved with us this year.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. I really am looking forward to it as well. And again, this is I just really appreciate you taking the time with us today. So thanks again. And everybody, again, that website is thewowevent.com. And the date is November 13th, and it's an all-day event. And tickets are, half-price tickets are available to, did you say the end of September?
Until the end of September, correct.
Wonderful. So again, thanks everybody. This is Karen Lanoue from KarenLanoue.com. And thanks again, Christine. It was wonderful chatting with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.